think it's a game. It's a game.
Daddy, daddy, what? Hello and welcome in to the Rebel Room. I'm Taylor Byrne alongside a dancing Ray Brewer. He was kind of perturbed earlier, Case Kiefer, over a finish in the UFC that he did not agree with. I don't know how he's feeling on this beautiful Monday in Las Vegas, but we are here for the Rebel Room. Break down what is going on with UNLV basketball this week with a couple of road games ahead. First, though, we must look back at a very, very interesting week for the program, both on the court and then what took place off of it. You know, we got together last week to talk about the end of the Dave Rice era. He was fired 16 games into his fifth season here at UNLV. And I expected that the home games were going to go well for UNLV. They had New Mexico on Tuesday and Air Force on Saturday. But I wasn't calling, you know, these type of margins. 12-point victory against New Mexico, who had at that point been 3-0 in league, had won by an average of 15 points each game. So that was a solid win. And then Air Force, who is not good this year, they're, you know, and I say that about a lot of teams in this league, but they're bad. They're one of the two worst teams in the league down there with San Jose State. But still, this was a 36-point victory for the Rebels, never in doubt from the time that it tipped off. And that is a greater margin of victory than Dave Rice ever had in Mountain West play. And it's going back and forth. I haven't found the exact game yet because I was looking at this Saturday night in the press room, and I went back 10 years and couldn't find a Mountain West margin of victory for UNLV that big. So a beatdown unlike many that we've seen. So I guess just, you know, what are your guys' takeaways from this? Because as I said, I think a lot of us were expecting certainly 2-0 this week and expecting the Rebels to bounce back a little bit. But I'm guessing, you know, based on the reactions I've seen and just based on how happy Ray Brewer is today, that he may be thinking that this is just the way that things are now and that it's going to roll along this way as they head on the road Tuesday at Utah State, Saturday at Reno. But I'll let the man speak for himself. Ray Brewer, what did you learn this week?
Well, two things. A, UNLV has the pieces as we assumed, and B, the league is bad. Air Force is just a really, really bad team. After the New Mexico game, I was, okay, step in the right direction. Let's not overreact. You know, it's just one win, just like I wanted to say, like I have said with previous losses, let's not overreact. Then they beat Air Force, and, yeah, it looked good. It was, you know, as you said, one of the largest margins of victory we've had in a decade. But let's not overreact. Consider the competition. This week, obviously very telling. You go into Utah State, very tough to play there. Kids are back in school, so there'll be some students there. UNLV is still a sexy name. Everybody wants to beat the Rebels. So Utah State, and then they've got to go up north, and we'll see what happens. But if they come out of this 2-0, and if they're 4-0 under Todd Simon, ton of momentum, then I'm going to be excited. I'm going to be dancing on the table to that song.
I'm not sure this table can support that, Ray. I hope we. I mean, and that's not a weight joke. This table just can't support much of anything.
230 pounds of love.
I feel like we need to find. We've got a week though. We can find a better table for you.
I think we may have said this last week on the podcast, or if we didn't, I promise I was thinking it because I spoke with some friends about it. But I think even a week ago, I still had the feeling like there were two teams in the Mountain West that I still would have favored over UNLV to win the conference, but I don't think there were three. And I think this run just kind of reinforced that, the margin they won by.
Boise State and San Diego State.
Yeah, Boise State and San Diego. Yeah. I mean, now UNLV is probably closer than we even thought, but I think that reinforced that kind of feeling in my mind. And I also got a kick out of, I was looking at like the extended like statistical box score in the Air Force game afterwards. I thought it was funny. Their minimum win probability was like 95% when it was tied 0-0. That just shows like
that feels about right.
You don't see that very often.
Yeah, I mean, sitting there for the game, that felt accurate.
So in each of UNLV's five Mountain West games, they've had a double digit lead.
Is that right? That sounds
right. It's 100% right.
Yeah.
I speak truth and facts. The league sucks. Sure.
Yeah.
Glad you cleared your throat.
No, that's I got a little hoarse. The league is bad. For whatever it's worth.
Oh, I thought there was more there. Look, if they look in these two games, as I said, Tuesday at Utah State, school, are we positive school is back in session? Because that makes a big difference at that arena.
Let me Google and find out.
All right, start that search because that's something that I needed to find out today also. But so Tuesday at Utah State, Saturday up in Reno, first game against their new coach, Eric Musselman. If UNLV
classes began January 11th, they're in.
All right, perfect. So should be a good environment there then at the Spectrum. I think that's what it's called, something along those lines. If UNLV this week looks, you know, as good, they're not going to look as good. If they look close to as good as they did this past week, I may be bought in. You know, like, because this week's games, you know, it's sort of a mix of just kind of playing off of emotion and energy, and I think just any kind of change can give you a bump for a little bit, and combine that with following up, you know, kind of the Todd Simon debut there on Tuesday with a terrible opponent that they did a good job beating into the ground. But, you know, taken together, I just don't know that the second game taught us anything. I'm not sure yet. But I feel like if it looks anything at Utah State and Reno like it did against New Mexico, this is, you know, this is going to be a team to be reckoned with. You know, and they follow up. It's a huge 2-week stretch here. It's those two road games, and then they're at home for back to back against those two teams that Case alluded to, Boise State and San Diego State. San Diego State is the only undefeated team left in the league after they went to Boise and won on Saturday in what I found to be a very surprising outcome. I thought Boise State was going to win that one by 10-12. So, you know, San Diego State just showing that they are still the team to beat even without an offense. They don't need an offense somehow. It's just kind of remarkable. But UNLV right there, you know, behind those two. And, you know, in 2 weeks from now, we could be looking at it right on par with them. You know, it's this is kind of the time now that if they're going to make any type of real run towards the top of the standings, it has to happen now, right?
Yeah, they got them both at home in 2 weeks. So, I mean, what an opportunity. I think it all sets up just for what you were saying.
You know, yeah. The thing, and I go back to the timing of firing Dave Rice and, you know, three games into league play, you could argue that that gives the message that the season's been a failure. And I think the fact that they're playing with the careness, or I don't even know the right word, carefulness, or they're playing relaxed. And I think that makes a world of difference. And I think when you go into a game, you know, against the San Diego State, say you are 4-0 in the Todd Simon era, does that mean that UNLV is going to go back to playing tentatively as they did down the stretch in those three losses that ended the Dave Rice tenure?
What do you think?
I'm asking you, Mr. Expert. I think it could.
I don't. Not that, like, they're going to lose some games, obviously. I don't think they're going to lose them in the same ways. Like, I don't think – I think that pressure getting released means it's pretty much gone for this season. Now, I could be proven wrong if they get back in the race and all of a sudden it's, you know, some big game. Let's say it even, you know, as you predicted, preseason comes down to that UNLV San Diego State game in Viejas. You know, they could completely tense up, miss all their free throws, go on long offensive droughts. You know, those things could pop back up. But I feel like, and I guess the reason that I'm not as concerned with that, I don't think that's going to happen, is that the first thing that Todd Simon came in and said and thus far has done that we've seen is what I've wanted UNLV to do ever since they got away from it is just press all the time. Keep backcourt pressure on teams. Bust out more traps than you've been doing, and just get the ball into the open floor because you're more athletic than most of the teams that you're playing. Use those advantages. And they hadn't been doing that. They are doing that now. And even with, you know, some foul trouble, we saw Derek Jones pick up two in the first 29 seconds against New Mexico. You know, depth wasn't an issue yet. You know, they were still able to run it the way that they wanted to.
I know Dave Rice takes a lot of heat for how they lost some of those games and the players are missing free throws, and all that is warranted. I'm not trying to make excuses for that, but you just look at this team statistically. I think another factor you could say that they're not going to lose many games like that is they just have like some sheer aggression going their way. They're not going to have everything go wrong against them. I just did some quick math. I think they're 2-5 in games decided by six or less. In Pomeroy's luck metric, they're the fifth unluckiest team in the nation so far this year, 346.
Yep.
You're going to see some breaks go the other way in close games. I really believe that.
And they haven't been blown out this year. I mean, they've been in every one of their seven losses. They've been in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. That's just another way of
saying it. That's not according to some stat metric, but
I said they were 2-5 in games decided by 6 points. I mean, that's basically, you reworded it.
Because we saw Jerome Seegers hadn't made a three-pointer in what felt like forever. He was 5-5 the other night. Zimmerman has turned in a couple of double-doubles and, you know, looks like he's trying to be more aggressive around the rim a little bit. Pat McCaw looks better than we had seen him in a month. Jordan Cornish ran point guard on Saturday and was pretty good at it, at least, you know, in kind of the spots that they needed him to. I mean, how much this isn't like Todd Simon, you know, all coached them up and all, you know, I think for part of it is he just kind of let them be free to do what they need to do what they're good at, and kind of let the athleticism and different things take over, getting them into better spots in space. But I feel like everybody pretty much has had an immediate jump. Pat McCaw, Jerome Seegers, Steve Zimmerman Jr., Jordan Cornish, Derrick Jones Jr. Like, everybody's kind of had a bounce this week. Like, that can't sustain, right?
Well, I mean, one of the games was against Air Force, and so Air Force is really bad. I mean, they had, for instance, I mean, not to rip on a kid, but they had a local kid as a true freshman playing on Saturday. And the kid had no offers, no interest. And then out of the blue in July, he got taken by Air Force. And now all of a sudden he's playing against UNLV. So, I mean, just let's throw that game out the window. The New Mexico game, good win. New Mexico's 3-0. UNLV, we didn't know how they'd come out. Yeah, you're right. The players are playing better. How much of that is, you know, the fact that the pressure has probably gone away? There's that huge, you know, load off their shoulders. And how much of it is that Todd Simon's moving the pieces just a little differently, and that's given the players the ability to be so good?
Yeah, and I think it's also like there's not a ton different, and that's kind of what I was trying to get to with, you know, it's not like he just came in and revolutionized everything that they were doing, you know. He's been a part of the coaching staff. He's been around, and they, you know, he knows the players. But there are a few things in practices that they've been doing different. The Cornish to Derrick Jones lob was completely drawn up in practice. And one of the things that I know I saw Ryan Miller on Twitter yesterday kind of breaking down that play a little bit, one of the things that I've seen them focus on more is like a third guy, basically someone who's isn't the guard or whoever has the ball and then the intended guy that they're setting the play up for, a third guy really selling a move. So selling it like it's a play for him, drawing attention there, just kind of focusing on a minor thing like that that can get someone's head turned the other way or get somebody to move a couple feet over that opens up the space that you're looking for. And then I've seen, you know, a drill that they haven't run, I don't think, in the 4.5 years that I had been covering it, where it's just all passing, no dribbling, all passing, which makes sense. Like, it's kind of one of those things that as we were sitting there, and I know one fan who goes to practices very often who has not liked almost any drill that they've ever done, was very excited to see. It's like one of those things that, you know, you kind of always sit there and it's like, I wonder why they don't do this. Well, some of those things they are doing now. So while I don't think you can say, oh, Todd Simon came in and fixed everything, like there's more things going on, but he has fixed some things. Like he does deserve credit for this. And then, you know, I think we just kind of, as we move on here, we find out how much of it is sort of what the coaches have done, how much of it is the players, and just what, I mean, what this team can even be on the road. Like if this type of, I guess, pressure-free style can travel.
You've documented Todd Simon in length a few times for us, and I've seen, you know, some of his practices when he was the head coach at Findlay Prep and when he was an assistant at Findlay Prep, and they just were crisp and organized and effective. And the one thing I've known about Todd and always have admired about him is the amount of time the man puts in. And I know that, you know, that trait is not, you know, only limited to him nationally. A lot of coaches are logging just these monstrously crazy hours, and Dave Rice was one of those coaches. But I think Todd Simon is really getting good use out of his time. You know, he's been able to identify some things and make slight changes that have made a world of difference. You know, he hasn't come in there and said, you know what, I'm going to throw away everything. I'm going to get a big eraser out, and we're going to start from scratch. He's just built on kind of what they've done and made just the little things. Maybe giving Cornish a little bit of a run at point guard. Maybe it's a play. Maybe it's, you know, a way they use the press more. And it's made things really interesting. And we'll see. I keep my fingers crossed. You know me. You guys know where I went to UNLV. You know, I went to UNLV, right? You know I grew up here.
I've heard that, yeah.
Okay, Saturday, they play a team that wears blue, that's got a head coach that used to be in the NBA who people rave about. I'll be watching the game.
What? That was such a strange promo for Saturday's game.
No, if you guys noticed something, I have not mentioned
the name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh? Huh?
Huh? Yeah, you know, Tuesday's opponent also wears blue.
Well, I know, but they're in Utah. It's fine.
Just kind of last thing here. The way that we're talking about the players suddenly playing without pressure and sort of the freeing element that is kind of a result of Dave Rice's firing, because it was just getting all tense, you know, from the top down. The players felt it, and then once it happens, you know, they feel like, all right, you know, we've been waiting for this thing to happen, trying to avoid it, and here it is. Well, shoot, we still have half the season left. Now we might as well just kind of go out and see what we can do. And I think Todd Simon sort of has that mentality too. It's pretty much a win-win for him, because any type of success that they have obviously looks good on him. And if it's just sort of middling to bad, it's just like, well, you know, what else do you expect from, you know, a guy just being thrust into a position halfway through the year? Yeah, first time college coach. So I feel like the pressure is off of him too, and so that frees him to kind of run practices the way that he's always imagined. You know, he's a guy who's been on track here for a head coaching position at some point. This is earlier than he was thinking, but he's been preparing. You know, he's got his notebook full of ideas that he's kind of kept tabs on throughout the years, and you know he's got some stuff now that he's been handed the reins that, you know, he wants to try and to implement. And I think it just seems like everybody's kind of on the same page, heading in the right direction right now. But this is, of course, again, after a week where pretty much everything went right, you know, on the court and just away from it, like everybody trying to just be as positive as they can. So what happens now, first when they go on the road, but then when they inevitably lose, and, you know, maybe lose two in a row, and does any of the old problems, or do any of the old problems kind of creep back in? You know, that's kind of what we're waiting for. But for now, for UNLV, you've got to feel great about the position they're in, because you feel like you have at least a chance right now based on what you've seen in two games under Simon, what you've seen out of the players. You know, you got to feel like at the end of these 2 weeks, you can go 3-1 and, you know, hang around and at least have some kind of a chance at making a run towards the top. Does that seem right?
I think it's a lot better than where we were at 13 days ago or whatever. Do the math.
Before, 7 days ago?
No. Okay. Before the Fresno loss.
Yeah, before league started.
Yeah, whatever, how many days ago that was.
Yeah. And again, this, you talked about, you know, being the fifth unluckiest team in the country. If they had made more free throws or not turned the ball over so much, I mean, none of this happens. You know, Dave Rice is still the coach, and I think if he gets 5-6 games into league play, they would have let him just finish out the season, even if it turned after that. So it's crazy how these things happen, and you know how close it can be to no move being made. And now, you know, will UNLV end up feeling glad that it did, or is this just going to be, you know, kind of the same track that they were going already?
If they win the Mountain West, does Dave Rice get a ring?
That's a good question.
I'd say yes. But
I would think so. Does he want it?
Does he show up at the ceremony for it?
Yes.
Yes. Dave Rice, classy
dude,
man.
And
Todd Simon, classy
you know, man. Todd is friends with him. Like, Todd Simon wanted a head coaching opportunity. He didn't want it this way. But, you know, once they tell you, you know, Dave's fired, here you go, you know, there's a little of like, oh, man, that sucks for him. But you got to focus on your own thing. And I think the players, too, like once things kind of slow down or settle down, you know, they will have, I imagine, you know, good things to say, good relationships with them. But it's also, it's undeniable that Dave Rice, you know, a lot of the style things were slowing them down, were frustrating some of the players. They wanted to run. And right now, that's what they're doing. And we'll see if that run continues on the road at Utah State, at Reno. Big week, big 2 weeks here as they follow it up with home games against Boise State and San Diego State. For Case, for Ray, I'm Taylor, and we will talk to you guys next week.